Tourist?
It's not an insult, just a question. I see you're a fresh face.
I pretty much know everyone who comes in here.
And you look out of place. It's like one of those games.
Something doesn't quite belong.
And that's you. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You do have a very, very pretty face. So tell me, are you a tourist? Oh, you see, we have tourists looking for a good time. We have regulars. We have troublemakers. And we have you. Now, you don't look like you're looking for a good time, which is a shame, believe me. But you don't look like you're here for business either. And you're not a regular. You're just a question mark. A mystery. So, here on a business trip. You came to this club for business. Now, if that were true, I would know. Oh, you're babysitting. That explains it. Let me guess. By any chance, are you babysitting him? The extremely intoxicated gentleman who has caught the loving attention of Johnny. Now, Johnny is a bouncer and a good one. Wait. Don't be hasty, you see. If I were to give Johnny the nod, Johnny would very happily take over your babysitting duties. He will watch him, make sure he gets home safe, tuck him in for you, and make sure that he wakes up with a smile and one hell of a hangover. Of course, you are a babysitter tonight. And you could choose to be a good babysitter, a responsible babysitter, an oh so very dedicated babysitter, and you could just go over there and take him off of Johnny's hands and struggle home to the hotel, get him up to the room, deal with his drunken rambling. Stay up all night, making sure he doesn't choke on his own vomit. And then deal with his hangover in the morning. I mean, that's what a good babysitter would do. Are you good? Or you could stay and talk to me. And Johnny will be the best babysitter. Not as cute as you, but maybe just as responsible. Your choice. Johnny, look after him. He's a friend. So, business. What kind of business? Oh, I like a little bit of mystery. So tell me. Why do you think I'm here? I know you're curious. I know you're speculating. What are you cooking up in that head of yours? You think I'm a hooker, don't you? It's okay. You're not the first, and you probably won't be the last. It seems like an obvious occupation. When you look like I do, and you look around and see where we are. I mean, I'm friendly with the staff. People are looking at me, but not approaching. Hooker's actually a good guess. A dangerous one, though, because that means you're judging by appearances. And I'm going to give you a free lesson. A very
very valuable lesson, especially in this part of town. Never judge a book by its cover. It's okay, I'm not offended. Like I said, I'm curious. So, if I'm not a hooker, what am I? A very attractive lady. Aren't you a charmer? A charmer with a taste for danger. Oh, darling, of course you have a taste for danger. I mean, look where you are. This club has a reputation. And no one just ends up here. No one is here by accident. Everyone has a reason. Oh yes, you're babysitting. Here for a business trip and being a good friend. How very staid and boring. Doesn't seem very you. Oh, you're right. I did say don't judge by appearances. My bad. I can be so very bad sometimes. And you're right. But you can get hints, clues, context. See, look at me. The way I talk. It's obvious I'm not from around here. The way I'm friendly with the staff. You know that I'm a regular. The way I'm looking at you. You can tell that I'm interested. The way that I'm standing so very close. Well, that lets you know that I have intentions. You. What can I tell about you? Well, let me see. You're here on business. That's true. The way you're looking at me, though, that's not very businesslike. Unless you still think I'm a prostitute. You carry yourself with purpose. But, there's something a little off. Something that doesn't belong. I think that you're a bad poker player. You need to work on your poker face. Give me your hands. Oh, for clues. What did you think I was going to do with them? Where would you like me to put them? I can see that you're no stranger to holding a gun. You took your hands back rather quickly. Quite rude. Don't you want me to touch you? Oh, you do. I just bet you do. You are so charming. Very good. You're very, very good. But darling, you scream cop. Don't react. There are regulars who wouldn't be too pleased to have a cop in their midst. Even a very, very pretty one. Don't worry. I'll keep your secret. So tell me, why are you here? Is it me? I'm a bonus. Oh, I'm kind of insulted. I rather like the thought of being the center of your attention. You do keep insulting me, don't you? And that can be dangerous. But then again, you like danger. Why don't you give me your hands? Well, you are meant to be flirting with me. Your poor partner. He was meant to keep an eye on you, wasn't he? Watch your back. And instead, he has the loving attentions of Johnny. I don't think Johnny's quite their type. Is Johnny your type? Am I your type? Remember I said you had a bad poker face? You're not hiding anything. I know you feel it. Down in your gut. That warmth. That shivery. Gorgeous feeling. It's just so very inconvenient that you're a cop and I am a crime lord. Although I don't like that. I could say crime lady, but that's just... So I'm just honey. I'm just helpful. Very helpful. And you are on duty? Oh, of course it matters, darling. If you're on duty, then I'm on duty. And that would be a shame, because being on duty means we can flirt. We can play. But in the end, we'll leave the club oh so very disappointed and utterly dissatisfied. Or we can be off duty. We don't talk about work. We don't ask questions. And we can flirt and play. And end the night. Oh, so very satisfied. So tell me, detective. Because you are a detective, aren't you? Not an officer. Oh no, you've got experience. Are you on duty? Are you professional? Are you good, responsible, dedicated, or are you off the clock, ready to let loose, relax, indulge? You tell me. What do I want you to say? Well, darling, I can't say because it would be unprofessional, but I'm sure if you look at me, you'll get a hint. More than a hint. So, now that you've looked me over, and I feel very looked over. You are very thorough. Tell me, detective, are you on duty? Or are you off the clock?